Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
We have Kevin D. Randall. He's now answering your questions, which are posted at forum.theparacast.com. The way it works is you go in there and we'll open a topic or thread. When we have a new guest booked and you just post your question there, we're working on ideas to add audio to that, but not right now. We will in the near future. Chris, you have a question from another one of our listeners for Kevin Randall.
I do indeed. I don't, you know, present company excluded, I hope here. In light of evidence, testimony, and hypothesis pointing towards the propagation of the UFO ETH meme as being a big U.S. intelligence smoke and mirrors, disinfo commie spy bait game, that was a mouthful, are most Kool-Aid drinking ufologists too scared to admit being patsies, stooges, and psy-up fall guys? Where do they come up with this stuff?
Yeah, that's somebody that's really, really self-involved, aren't they? I can use lots of big words in my questions.
He does have a point, though.
But it's also somebody who clearly is not aware of the evidence and it rejects everything. You know, we could turn around and say the same thing about the debunkers. They just won't look at any evidence at all. They know that there is no alien visitation. Therefore, anything that suggests otherwise has got to be a lie or a hoax or a misidentification. No, I don't think it's a big government intelligence-driven disinformation campaign because there's no point to it. If there's nothing to UFOs, there's no point to this big intelligence campaign to convince us there's UFOs.
Now, I want to ask you a question because you raised that. James Carrion, who was a former international director of MUFON, he's saying that some of the things that happened in the late 40s and early 50s, it was all designed to spook the Russians.
Yes, he does say that. And it's not to say that there aren't disinformation campaigns, but to suggest that, you know, that Roswell is a disinformation campaign to spook the Russians doesn't work because a day after Roswell took place, you've got the government saying, well, here's what it is. It's weather balloons.
So in theory, that should have killed it.
Yeah, it actually did kill the story for a long time until Jesse Marcel started talking about it. But how does that spook the Russians or the Soviets, if you want to be technically correct about that?
Unless you assume they're very stupid, and I have to think their intelligence people were pretty smart.
Were there disinformation campaigns? Absolutely. But they usually had a very narrow focus. It wasn't something like this. I mean, it's kind of like going back to Annie Jacobson's Area 51 stuff. This was something to scare. It was something designed to scare the United States by putting mutant teenagers into craft and crashing it in New Mexico to scare them. It was something that Mengele and Stalin worked up together. Yeah, it's a preposterous idea. And not to mention the fact it didn't work.
Nick Redfern's Bodies, Snatchers in the Desert.
A different take on the Roswell case. I have seen nothing to suggest it's true, and I don't want to say any mean things about Nick Redfern because I consider him a friend, but his book was, I don't think his book was well documented. I don't think he got it to the point it needed to get to prove his case. The evidence was very thin.
Let's move on with the questions, Chris.
Okay. This is a good one. This is from Apocalypto, who's one of our longest running posters.
He's still running, by the way. He'll get to the end of the track next year.
Yeah. Hello, Gene, Chris, and Kevin. Thanks for the great shows. Kevin, Cal Korf's YouTube channel has no less than 24 videos containing the title Scandals of Kevin Randall. In most other subject areas, that type of obsessive-compulsive behavior would probably get a lot of attention. But in the field of ufology, intelligent people have learned to begrudgingly accept the notion that mentally ill people are constantly demanding attention, like blowhard mountebanks. I'm not sure what that even means. My question is simple. Why are so many people with mental health problems associated with the subject of UFOs?
I'm not sure that you can go from Cal Korf to many people in the UFO field or mentally ill.
Cal Korf has been after a number of people. He did a little towards me. He did worse against our original co-host of the Paracast, but it looks like you are really targeted, man.
I think the problem with Cal Korf is I got an email from him. Not long after I returned from, oh no, I know what it was. He was on another radio program. I won't mention the name. Telling the host that he had heard that my exploits in Iraq were not nearly the Rambo-esque type exploits that I had been making them out to be. And I'm thinking, what have I ever said within hearing of Cal Corf to suggest anything like that? And it just struck me that he's running down my service in Iraq. While he's masquerading as a captain in some invented military organization, and I think that my response to him was just set him off. You know, he said that my service was just the army. Had to pull people in from everywhere to fill their slots. And I pointed out, you know, that's the purpose of the National Guard. You know, we train for the mission, and when we have the expertise, we are called to active duty to serve, and that's exactly what they did. You know, well, duh, you're exactly right. And he just became incensed that I would say that, and I wouldn't respond to his emails to me because they were just so nasty. I mean, they were threatening. If you don't do this, I'm going to sue you. And I'm thinking, sue away, pal. Have fun. But we were going to do a 4-hour. A host of another radio program had a 4-hour block of instruction. What he wanted to do is have me on for an hour, Cal Corf on for an hour, and then the both of us on for 2 hours, and we would take questions from the audience and sort of debate the reality of the Roswell case. My wife said to me repeatedly, what are you guys going to do for 4 hours when Corf doesn't show up? And like 2 hours before the show, he posts this video on YouTube saying that he's now involved in some anti-terrorist activity, and he can't possibly make the show. And so we had 4 hours to fill. Unfortunately, the host and I only had to fill 2 hours, and he let me go. And then he'd made some calls and got some other guests on the program. But Corf is a lunatic. I really enjoy the blog Cal Corf is an Idiot.
By the way, folks, what's going to happen now is we're going to see something posted by that gentleman. And it's going to be not just against you. It's going to be how the PowerCast ripped him apart, ripped him a new one. Chris and I are now targeted.
Oh, great!
I don't think that's going to happen because there's a Cal Corf website. I think it's called FreeCurtis.org or something, which lays out all of his claims and how they've evolved and changed over the years and that sort of thing. And Cal Corf is an idiot. The Cal Corf is an Idiot blog also does that, and he's moved out of the UFO arena. He's moved beyond being a military expert on terrorism and being a internationally renowned journalist. He's now faded from the landscape, and so I have no fear in saying that Cal Corf is an idiot. And if he would like to sue me, that he certainly could do so, if he had 2 cents to hire an attorney.
No.
Unless he finds an attorney, an ambulance chaser who'll take his 40% of nothing, Chris.
It does beg the question, though, that this field does have a tendency to attract to it. And they don't stick, obviously. But a lot of people that are tweaky seem to be attracted to the field. And if you're a young person, let's say, that's getting involved in studying this very fascinating subject, and you stumble on some of these people not knowing their background or not having the powers of discernment, maybe, that some of the more longtime investigators and people following the field would have. It can actually, you know, create some sort of momentum for their particular view to become more popular or for them to get some notoriety. What would you suggest for people that are just getting into the field, some of our new time listeners on the Paracast, for instance? What would you suggest to them to help them separate the signal from the noise and the wheat from the chaff, so to speak?
Well, I would always say just buy my books, and that'll do it right there. Failing that...
Well, wait a minute. They can buy my books, too.
Right, but yes, I don't have any books about the subject of UFOs, so they can't buy my books. They could buy some of my old technology books, but... Well, that's
we're not interested in that.
Of course, nobody's interested in that. We have Kevin Randall. We're interested in what he has to say. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items. And entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
My name is Leslie, and I've had depression since I was a child. After being on Prozac for 20 years, I got onto the One World Way, and my need for Prozac was reduced by 50% within a few months. Now, after less than 1 year, I am completely off of Prozac. I learned that mercury is a toxin that causes brain damage and depression. By taking One World Way, I know that I've detoxified my brain of mercury and excess glutamate, and I'm now functioning with this dramatic improvement in my mood.
The power to change your life lies, in part, in the power you have to change your body's chemistry. Through diet and supplementation, you have the power to change your body's chemistry to support dramatic improvements in health and happiness. Nature has been, and always will be, mankind's first and only pharmacy to choose from. Change your chemistry and change your life with One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Kevin Randall is helping guide new UFO researchers to watch out for the chaff on the Paracast with Gene and Chris, right?
You know, there's so much stuff out there. I said to my wife just the other day, isn't the internet a wonderful tool? Because I needed to look something up and I got the information in like 30 seconds. But the other side of that coin is there's so much out there and anybody can put anything on the internet that they desire. What you have to do is proper research. Learn how to do proper research. If you look up, and it really doesn't matter what aspect of UFOs you want to look up, you can find the fringe out there about any aspect of it. And you've got to kind of move away from that. But you've got to move away from one viewpoint, I guess is what I'm trying to say. If you find something that fascinates you, look for as much of that stuff as you can find, and then internally analyze what you're reading to see what makes sense to you. And if something doesn't make sense, then look for other explanations for it. One of the things that I think about with that is these out-of-place artifacts, which I think Ivan T. Sanderson called oops, out-of-place things. You know, archaeological finds that were not where they were supposed to be. Nails found in solid rock, for example, suggesting the nails had been manufactured millions of years ago. And the one that really springs to mind is this little metal vessel that was supposedly blown out of a rock quarry in the middle of 1800s in Massachusetts. The idea was that the thing had been manufactured many, many years ago. And it's reported in a number of UFO books, and I think they all took it from the same source, meaning one guy wrote about it and everybody looked at it. I finally went back and looked at the 1852 Scientific American, which is kind of fun because I found it online. I typed in Scientific American, June 1852, and it came up. And so I could read the whole thing, but I'd already been down to the University of Iowa and looked at their bound periodical, so I'd actually held the 1852 Scientific American. And you look at it, and it talks about Tuba Cain. And you're thinking, Tuba Cain, what the hell is that? And then if you look at it, it looks like the L in the linotype machine was slightly out of line. So the L, which looks like an artifact of the microfilming process, is in the margin, and it becomes Tubal Cain. And suddenly you realize that Tubal Cain is a biblical reference. And so you're wondering what all of that is about. But what the point is, you've got this oddity that's reported in Scientific American from 1852. And if you get the entire article, then it takes you to Tubal Cain. And it mentions some other scientist whose name escapes me at the moment, who turned out to be a famous scientist of the time that should have looked at it. But you get all the information about it rather than what the one source told you. So the point simply is this: if you find something that is very interesting, don't accept that as the truth without verifying it through other sources, and try to find the original source for the material. So you're not getting it as it has been related from a number of other people through their perspectives.
Yeah, that's good advice. Yeah, research it's not as people think with the internet that research is easy. It actually, in some sense of the word, as you pointed out, makes it more difficult, because you really do need to double, triple, and even quadruple check some of the facts that are out there. I've run into this problem researching a couple of things just recently here about, for instance, the underground city in the Grand Canyon would be an example of, there's a lot of disinformation out there concerning that particular subject.
I've been to that city too.
Really?
Oh yeah. They have a nice subway.
A maglev train, right?
No, I'm at the sandwich shop.
Oh. Well, we have some other questions. Blowfish had a number of them. His first question to you was, do you think the U.S. and its allies might have cracked the anti-gravity technology going on the theories of Nick Cook in his book? I think he's referring to Hunt for Zero Point. Of course, Nick Cook was the chief aerospace investigator for James Defense Weekly. I've actually worked with Nick on a documentary project years ago. Do you think that where do you think the state of the art is right now with anti-grav technology? Do you think that we've cracked that egg?
I don't think we've cracked it. I don't think we've cracked it. I think we're far from it. And it's kind of like the same thing with interstellar technology. I don't think we figured that out. Could we send a probe to another planet? Well, we've launched a couple of them. Of course, it's going to take like 70,000 years to get there, but that's a whole other argument. I don't think we've cracked it. I think we're researching it. We're trying to find out more about it. And we may have made some inroads, but I don't think we figured it out.
I have another question which involves your very first investigation as a UFO investigator. This comes from Sentry, who's another one of our tried and true posters. He comes up with a very good question. In your book, Reflections of a UFO Investigator, Kevin tells about one of his earliest investigations back in 1968. Into the Carol
Wayne Watts
case, right. The Watts case is interesting because it was among the earliest abduction claims of medical examination by gray aliens, And it is further unique in that it was investigated by Project Blue Book. And he's saying that you should give a little summation of this case for our first-time listeners. After Watts failed a lie detector test, he said that the story was a hoax crafted by a chubby artist from Amarillo who also provided some UFO photos to support the story. The artist taught him the story under hypnosis with the help of two hypnotists from San Antonio. The other three men didn't seem to have ever been publicly named. Kevin, were these men ever found? And was this an elaborate UFO conspiracy to produce a hoax?
It wasn't an elaborate conspiracy to produce a hoax, but I think it was a hoax. As I tried to make it clear in the book, I went out to see Watts. I think I was 18 years old at the time, and I'd been in the Army for under a year, and I happened to be stationed close to where Watts was living, so I drove up there to chat with him, and he sat down and talked with me, and I had a transcript, and I published it in the book. Watts said that he'd seen UFOs on a number of occasions. They came close. They told him if he wanted to take a ride, he had to submit to an examination, and he didn't want to do that, and eventually he did. And he goes for a ride on this UFO and comes back, and then the Air Force gets involved in it, and he's given a lie detector test. He fails. He says he was waylaid on the way to the lie detector test by a number of guys who told him he'd better fail it or else. I'm not sure that that's feasible, but that's what he said. But the thing that struck me as I was going through this to produce the book was that his description of the interior of the craft certainly didn't make any sense. I mean, talking about charts being stacked around and desks with pens and papers on it. And
sounds like a 1950s sort of space opera TV show.
Precisely. And I'm thinking in today's environment, if I came from Mars, and they supposedly came from Mars, and I wanted to explore the Earth, I'd have much better resource than paper maps. I'd have Google Earth, for example. And even though Google Earth didn't exist in 1968, if I've got the spacecraft, I can map the planet myself pretty easily without having to worry about that. His technology, there was nothing advanced in the technology. The equipment that the aliens were using was standard Earth-based technology of the time. It just didn't make any sense. I'm not sure how big of a conspiracy it was. I'm not sure whether Watts made the story up himself for whatever reason to get himself some attention, or if the chubby guy from Amarillo was really there, really existed. That nobody found anything else. Yeah, the Air Force investigated it. I think in the Air Force Project Blue Book files, it was from Wellington, Texas. Watts lived close to a place called Loco, Texas, and I thought that was apropos for the
definitely Loco, Texas. I'll tell you, we're not going to go loco if we do the break now. We have Kevin Randall with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a 1 month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, 5-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled DeseretFoodStore.com foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I hope that you do listen to the Paracast because you will learn a great deal about the paranormal.
Loco, Texas. Let's move on to another question. I think we've gone past that one.
Okay, well, this goes into a question about your service. And, okay, this is the third question from Blowfish, and it involves your service. And he wants to know, what are the best helicopters you've flown in, and what are your thoughts on the Blackhawks? Also, what are your thoughts on the Afghanistan withdrawal?
The helicopters I flew what was called the TH-55, which I think is civilian designation is a Hughes 300. It looks sort of like a grasshopper face and a real skinny tail boom. Flew the Hueys, of course, in all kinds of different configurations, from the Slicks in Vietnam, gunships, Firefly, flew Firefly mission once, flew Smokey, that sort of thing. It's very simple, very easy aircraft to fly, very forgiving aircraft. Huey is a great aircraft. Our designation for the Black Hawk when we were in Iraq was the Crash Hawk, but that's something else. But they've become very, very complicated. The Huey was very simple compared to that, with the new technologies they plug into these things, they're very, very technologically oriented, and it's really not the same kind of joy of flying that you get. You spend a lot of time looking inside the cockpit as opposed to just enjoying the scenery outside the cockpit. I think that any time we tell the enemy our plans for withdrawal, we're giving them a major advantage when we talk about our withdrawal plans from Afghanistan. I just don't see the advantage of, from the standpoint of the soldiers in the field, telling the enemy what you're going to do. A political move, telling your partisans what you're going to do is probably a good thing to keep their support. And it's just not the Obama administration who's done that. You go back to the 1960s, and the Nixon administration pulled the same thing prior to the First prior to the 68 elections, and then prior to the 72 elections, to ensure that Nixon got an extra 4 years in the White House. I think that when you mix politics with the prosecution of a war, you are damaging and hurting the soldiers who are in the field conducting the military operations.
Unfortunately, it seems to happen almost all the time. Let's get back to our particular area of discussion here. Now, let's look at the climate in 2012. Let's go back to that survey that National Geographic did. And I don't know how scientific it was, but it was done by a real surveying organization, showing that about a third of the people in the United States believe in UFOs. There's some kind of wacky answers, like two-thirds of the people who were questioned believe that Barack Obama is better capable of handling an alien invasion than Romney, but we'll get past that. Now, older surveys...
Where do they come up with stuff like that?
Well, I was going to say, what would be the purpose of invading Earth? If you think about it from the alien point of view, what would be the purpose of invading Earth? What resource could we possibly have here that would that they would want that they couldn't gather other places in the solar system with a lot less effort?
Well, Kevin, come on. Human emotion and secretions from the pituitary gland, I'm sure, or the pineal gland.
That's great science fiction, but makes no sense. Unless, of course, we happen to be food. I went off on a tangent. I'm back now.
Okay, so let's go back to the wacky to the wacky. Okay, so we have a third of the people in the United States believe in UFOs, I guess, therefore being spaceships, because that's the assumed answer. But if you go back to older surveys in the 90s, and even older, more than half the people in America believed in UFO reality. So are we seeing here that less and less, fewer and fewer people are interested in UFOs or accept their reality, or are people so wrapped up with other considerations they can't even think about the subject?
I would say D, if I was going to guess. But I would also point out that in the last year and a half, I have probably been called 50 times on surveys about my political beliefs. You know, granted, this is not UFOs, but how accurate are the surveys when they keep calling the same people over and over and over again? I always make up answers to skew the results just to bug them. And hopefully they'll hear this and now they'll take my name off their list. But you look at it, you have to realize, I don't know what the margin of error was in it. I don't know how large the survey was. I don't know how they selected their sample. And all of that might skew the result. But yeah, I'd noticed the same thing that a number of years ago, more than 50% of the people believed that some UFOs were spaceships, and today we're down to 30%. But I don't know how the surveys were conducted, and I know nothing about the variables that they used in their surveys. So I just don't I ignore surveys as being useless.
So regardless, how do we interest people today in looking at UFOs and taking it seriously?
Well, first of all, we get crap like chasing UFOs off the air. Because that's not helping. The thing is, you know, I look at it from my point of view, which is I would like to treat it as a serious subject. I would like to bring science to the study of ufology. I would like to see people get away from their personal agendas in ufology and talk about what we can find in the way of evidence. But that's not going to happen. So, you know, the only thing I can say is I try to be as scientific in my orientation toward the subject. I try to be as honest in my reporting of the subject. And if I make a mistake, I try to be the first one to point out, hey, I blew the call on that one, and let's move on to something else. But the other thing we run into is, and we were mentioning it earlier on the Aztec case, some of these things just resurface. You can't drive a stake through them and end them forever. You've got the Allende letters. These were the letters sent to the Navy in the 1950s that alleged some kind of superior knowledge of UFOs. The guy finally admitted it was a hoax, signed a document saying it was a hoax, and today we still argue about the reality of the Allende letters. I mean, it's just preposterous.
Now, one of the things talked about there was, of course, the Philadelphia experiment, supposedly taking place in World War II. And guess what? There was a new Philadelphia experiment movie on Sci-Fi Channel, low-budget movie, and they had Malcolm McDowell in there, and one of the original actors of the original Philadelphia Experiment movie from some years back. So we never give up these legends.
Well, but there you're talking about a movie. And when we were doing the Roswell movie, and I was on the set as a technical advisor, and I mentioned to the director that they had addressed some guy in one way, and I said, you know, that's really not quite right what you should do. And he says, you know, you have to remember one thing here. We're making a movie, not a documentary. And so you've got to remember it's a movie. My mother told me repeatedly that George Custer had been promoted to Brigadier General by mistake. And that comes from the movie They Died With Their Boots On. If you read your history, you find out that Custer was promoted to Brigadier General just as the other members of his class were, because they took the regulars and put them in charge of the volunteer or state militias that were being called up or activated to fight the Civil War. So, you know, you look at that stuff and you say, well, this is a movie. You've got to remember it's a movie. You look at the documentaries and say, is there a bias by the documentary producers that you can pick up? And sometimes they're overly enthusiastic about UFOs and they embrace everything. And sometimes they wouldn't admit the UFOs were real if they had footage of the damn things landing. You just have to look at that and try to get through the noise.
Okay, but you also have certain UFO reality shows, paranormal reality shows. We all know what they are, and we've mentioned one of them over and over again without naming names. We have all these shows going on there. That has to influence the public's perception, because I assume if you go to the average person and say, this show, do you think it's real? Do you think House Hunters is real, if they're really seeing three houses in 30 minutes and choosing which house they're going to buy? And you have to wonder how many people just accept that as a reality. This is it. This is reality TV. This is cable TV. This is the way the world works. And when you try to involve them in more intricate mysteries, and certainly the UFO mystery is very, very complex, and you can't cover it in a year or a decade, do you think that this is just spoiling the pool in terms of interesting people in a very serious discussion with lots of serious ramifications? Kevin Randall's going to have the answer, maybe, to that long question in our next segment with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you want to get your website online and you need reliable service, first-class service at the lowest possible price, there's only one place to go. Well, DreamHost has a special promotion with our show where they'll offer you unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click web apps such as WordPress, 24/7 support. You can save over $55. You want to know how? Go to DreamHost.com/radio, DreamHost.com/radio. Whether it's personal mail, whether it's business email, you want reliable, dependable delivery, freedom from spam, freedom from viruses. Well, Polaris Mail offers professional email hosting services for your personal or small business use. Each account uses 25 gigabytes of storage, an easy-to-use webmail interface, and full mobile sync. Sign up today for a 30-day free trial at PolarisMail.com, PolarisMail.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Hi, this is Ted Phillips, listening to the Paracast, and it's as good as it gets, believe me.
With Gene, with Chris on the Paracast, our final segment with Kevin D. Randall, author of a number of books about UFOs, author of science fiction books. He clearly labels which is which, so you know, and he also has that blog, A Different Perspective. So I'm talking about the poison pool, Kevin, that the reality shows, everything else, kind of spoils what someone's reaction is about any event, particularly something as involved as the UFO mystery. How do we deal with that?
You can't. There's nothing you can do. Take the news media. I was standing in our talk in Baghdad, Iraq. We had what I called my open source intelligence, which meant we had a satellite dish that brought in the news programs. And I remember watching Ted Koppel on Nightline, and he's standing in a school in Baghdad, and he says, look at the deplorable conditions. Here's raw sewage in the corner of this school. And I turned to my fellows in the talk, and I said, great, we fixed 2,500 schools, and this guy gets to the one we haven't been to yet. So you get a perception that the schools in Iraq had been destroyed and they weren't functioning. And yet the reality of the situation was a lot of them had been repaired. A lot of them had been repaired by American soldiers. A lot of the school supplies had been supplied by American soldiers from family groups that sent them stuff that they asked for so they could help the students going to Iraqi schools out. And you don't get that perception from the news. There's nothing we can do about it. You have to sort through it yourself and say, you know, is this reality? You've got to understand, on television, they're making a show that is entertaining, and they're going to try to make it entertaining, because if it's not entertaining, people aren't going to watch it. And while I might think that something, some UFO sighting is extremely exciting based on what would be more boring and mundane facts about it, most people might not like that sort of thing. They want to see something more exciting. There's really nothing we can do about it other than all of us who are interested in this trying to present the UFO information as precisely as we can, as honestly as we can, and admitting to the mistakes we make, but also pointing out, you know, the skeptical community says, you know, Frank Kaufman was not telling the truth about the Roswell crash. Well, the only reason you guys know that is because Mark Rodiker, Don Schmidt, Mark Chesney, and I made sure that information got published.
Okay, let's move on to another subject real quickly here. You've run a couple of columns about recent contacts with Travis Walton, the UFO abductee. Any new insights about his case?
Not really. I know that Travis Walton had been very annoyed at me with what we had said in the abduction enigma about abductions in general. But we sat down and had a nice chat about that.
Would you summarize for our listeners who haven't read that book what your feeling is about the abduction scenario?
That the answer is trustworthy based. That that we don't have a bunch of alien creatures abducting people on a regular basis. But I also said to Travis Walton, and I'll say it to anybody, if there is alien abduction going on, I would expect the scenario to more follow the one-time Travis Walton type of scenario than the beings coming back repeatedly to abduct the same people over and over again and perform genetic experiments that would have been crude by 1950s standards. But that's a whole other argument. But what I was interested in, I had an opportunity to talk to Steve Pierce, who was one of the guys in the truck with Walton when he was abducted. And there had been a controversy about Philip Glass offering him $10,000 to say it was a hoax. And so I had explored that a number of months ago on the blog and what Phil Glass had to say about that. And now I had a chance to sit down with Pierce on a one-to-one and talk to him about it and got it from his perspective. And Pierce was of the opinion that Glass had offered him $10,000 to say it was a hoax. But before Glass would pay the money, he wanted evidence that it was a hoax. You know, here's the generator we used to produce the lights. Here's how we did this. Here's how we did that. That sort of thing. And Pierce wasn't going to do that. But what I found interesting is Pierce's wife said to him, "Is it a hoax?" And he said to her, "No, it's not." And she said, "Then why would you say it?" And he said, "For the money." And she said, "I'll never spend any of that money if you get it." And I found that kind of interesting. Now, on my blog, there's been a number of people just outraged that I have, I published what Steve Pierce had told me, and I said that I found no reason to disbelieve him, which isn't to say that what he's saying is based in reality, but it's the truth as he believes it. Just as Class may have said something to somebody that was misunderstood, or Class may in fact have offered him the $10,000 to say it was a hoax. I don't really know, but you know that was what that was. I wanted to sit down with Pierce and talk to him about that specific aspect of the case. Did Phil Class offer you $10,000 to say it was a hoax? And according to Pierce, Class did. Now, the Class defenders that appear on my blog periodically, they're just outraged by this. How dare you attack Phil Class? And so there you go.
So it's an attack if you tell the truth. So in this day and age, you're saying that if there was any UFO abductions at all, it would be Travis Walton would be at least a textbook example of someone having a
Barney
really
Benny
weird
Hill.
Thing happen to them one time and one
yep.
time only. What about
Barney
Pascagoula, Mississippi? What about Betty and Barney Hill?
I was going to say Barney and Betty Hill, yeah, that would be it. Pascagoula, I mean, what we're looking at is a target of opportunity. And that strikes me as the way it would be done rather than this ongoing linear study of one specific family that crosses many generations and performing genetic experiments that make no scientific sense and would have been crude if we had been trying those experiments in the 1950s.
The thing I wonder about here, too, is if I'm ET and I'm 1,000, 5,000, 100,000 years more advanced than Earth, I want to come here and I want to learn about us. Why concentrate on one family? Why concentrate on something so insignificant?
Why do you need to abduct literally thousands and thousands of people if you're trying to get a baseline of the species? You don't have to abduct that many people. I mean, after you've looked at 10 or 12 and they're pretty much the same, you've got a pretty solid baseline. Yeah, there's always a possibility for the anomaly. Well, we abducted this 7'2" guy who happened to be a basketball star. That's not typical of the human race, but if you pick a pretty random sample, you're going to get a pretty good baseline of what the human race is about.
You'd also want to look at the extremes, people very short, people very tall, that kind of thing. The minority,
well,
see why there are exceptions.
And we asked questions. You know, we found some anomalies in the abduction statistics, but we thought, you know, this suggests, are there other anomalies in the statistics? Why do they always seem to abduct one specific type? You know, are they looking for if they abducted people of a certain blood type, that might be interesting. Are the left-handed people overrepresented in the population? What about college-educated people as opposed to high school-educated people? I mean, there's statistics that could be gathered from the abduction population that might give us some answers, but that sort of thing is never done. Instead, we put them under hypnotic regression, and we keep asking them the same question until we get the answer we want.
Right.
And if you Bud Hopkins challenged some of us indirectly to show where he led the witnesses in his hypnotic regression sentences or sessions. So I just used one of his books and pulled a session out where it was clear that he wasn't getting the answer he wanted, and he kept asking the same question until he got the answer he wanted. John Mack had said it was interesting that there seemed to be a matching between the abductee and the abduction researcher as to their belief structures. In other words, cold calculating aliens went to Bud Hopkins. Those with an Eastern philosophy ended up with John Mack. Those with a were interested in genetics ended up with David Jacobs.
And the benevolent space brother cases ended up with Leo Sprinkle.
And I'll tell you what, we have no more benevolence to offer this week. Kevin Randall, tell our listeners where they find more of the stuff that you write.
Amazon.com, of course, the local bookstores, and they can take a look at my blog, as you pointed out, A Different Perspective at kevinrandall.blogspot.com.
Fascinating blog. He's very outspoken. He posts, every few days? I read it regularly. And we
try to get it once a week.
We recommend it highly. We also recommend a very interesting site called OurStrangePlanet.com, which is run by our friend Chris O'Brien. We're working on getting a 24/7 webcam up there. It's going to take a little bit more work, but we'll do it, and we will succeed, Chris, we promise. We are known as the Paracast on Twitter. That's the Paracast on Twitter. Or you can go to forum.theparacast.com and check out the discussions. Kevin Randall, thanks for joining us this week on the Paracast.
And thank you.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.